Due to a technical difficulty, we're joining Hometown Alaska in progress tonight. You'll hear from host Kathleen McCoy and her guests on the show, Sue Brogan from the United Way and Dave Kuiper with Christian Health Associates. Today's show is our annual shout-out to community volunteers. We're headed into a great program here. Here we go.
And all kinds of things.
So are the books donated by other families, or do you, and this is for you,
it's
Rachel?
We're an affiliate of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. This was all an idea that Dolly Parton started years ago.
Wow.
And so the books, it's a nationwide program, and this is Anchorage's local affiliate, and Best Beginnings helps throughout Alaska as well with Imagination Libraries all over the state.
Wow.
So
wow.
They're brand new, great books that are age appropriate that get sent straight to the child's mailbox each month, and it is free to the child. So we rely on our volunteers and on donations as well to help keep the books coming, and we're hoping that pretty very, very soon we will reach 10,000 in Anchorage, which will be amazing.
That will be amazing. Yeah.
Rachel, so folks that are interested in volunteering, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us via our Facebook page, Anchorage Imagination Library, or we have listings on the Be the Change 907 site, or you can send an email to anchorageimaginationlibrary@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Great
work. Thanks.
That's great. And we do have a link to Be the Change 907 on alaskapublic.org if anybody needs it. I'm going to welcome Marty. Hi, Marty. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Hey, Kathleen. My name's Marty Posbeck, and I am a member of the Anchorage Nordic community. And I just wanted to send a huge snowstorm of thanks to Lars Berland. Lars is the president of the Nordic Ski Association of Anchorage, and he's provided just wonderful leadership to our growing community of the NSAA. And the NSAA, or Nordic Ski Association, provides world-class ski trails that all of us can enjoy, as well as biathlon and Nordic jumping and event management like the Tour of Anchorage and all things Nordic, including the ever-popular Junior Nordic program that teaches hundreds of young kids how to ski each year.
Yeah.
And Lars has just been a wonderful leader and volunteer who has really enriched our community and really made Anchorage a great place to live. And his wife, I might add, is also pretty awesome. She's this year stepped forward to take over leadership of the Tour of Anchorage. So
wow.
We are so lucky to have them in our community.
Yeah, I mean, in my own family, we've been touched by it. My daughter was a, you know, junior Nordic. I think she never got to be a Wolverine. She settled into one of the slower groups, but she was happy there. And I've done the tour, and I had tears in my eyes when I got to the finish line. So you touch a lot of lives here, Marty. And thanks so much, and thanks to Lars for making it possible. And I don't mean to cut you guys out. If you want to chime in, go ahead.
Doing fine.
Okay. All right, Marty, thanks a lot. We're going to move on to another caller. We're trying to move through as many as we can. We haven't even had a chance to talk to our guests. It's been so rich. So I'm going to welcome Kylie to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Kylie.
Hi. How's it going?
Really great. Where are you from?
I'm here in Anchorage, and I'm calling on behalf of Alaska Center for the Environment and Conservation Voters. We have hundreds of awesome volunteers that range from teenagers all the way through adulthood. And they've made hundreds of phone calls, thousands of phone calls for us, and knocked on hundreds of doors this year, and testified in public hearings and done lots of great civic participation all in their volunteer time. And so I just really want to say thank you to all the people who engage with us and let them know that their work is paying off, and we're doing a great job protecting the environment we live in.
That's great.
Kylie, I just want to thank the organization for providing an opportunity for young people to volunteer in this area. My own daughter worked with the Alaska Center for the Environment as a volunteer. And she learned how to present herself and learned how to present a cause in a very meaningful way. Sometimes I wish, as her father, she hadn't learned so well. But but it was good. It was a very good opportunity for her to really grow into herself and the woman she's become. So part of that was volunteering with the Alaska Center for the Environment. So it's a great place to learn those kinds of things.
That's great. That's great. Sue, no?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the success story.
Yes.
And the opportunity to thank everyone.
It's great. So thanks, Kylie, so much for taking the time to call in, and thanks to all your volunteers for stepping up and doing such a good job.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to welcome Mike on Hometown Alaska. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'm the volunteer director of Friends at Nike Site Summit. We're the folks restoring the missile base on top of Mount Gordon Lion out on Jay Bear.
Wow.
And, I just especially want to have a big shout-out to our past director, Jim Renkert. In 7 years, he helped form an organization, and so we've been working with the folks out at Jay Bear. And under him, we've raised over $1 million to help restore the missile base. We restored 5 of 6 buildings out there. And in 2012, we started offering public tours. We're an all-volunteer organization, just really interested in telling the story of the missile base and Anchorage's role in the Cold War.
Wow, that's not what I was expecting on the volunteer program, the Cold War. Yeah, that's great, Mike. How did you get engaged with that? Were you a World War II vet, or do you just love history?
No. I'm not a vet. I'm just a big history geek.
Uh-huh.
I come at it, when I lived in Michigan, I was president of my local history association, and really enjoyed giving tours to school kids.
Wow, okay.
We, on our tours are unique. We have somebody like me who's not a veteran, paired with a veteran from the Nike site, and they talk about their experiences up there, being on top of the mountain when the wind gauge pegged out at 120 miles an hour and ripped off the building.
Wow.
Or tromping around, in the cold with the German Shepherd to patrol the between the fences to protect the missiles.
Now, are you guys on the web anywhere, Mike, if people want to get engaged?
NikeSiteSummit.net.
Okay.
And we're always looking for more volunteers. We can use folks no matter what their skill set.
That's fabulous. Well, Mike, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks to your volunteers.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just going to take a moment to take a breath. if you just joined us and you're wondering what this onslaught of calls is, it's our annual thank you. And I have one that I want to make, too. Really, KSKA uses a lot of volunteers, so we want to give a special thank you to all the volunteers at KSKA FM 91.1, the program producers, the Community Advisory Council, to all the volunteers who help keep Alaska Public Media on the air and in our community. You are the best. So thank you to the volunteers here at KSKA. And the voices you're hearing with me thanking people on the radio are Sue Brogan from United Way and Dave Kuiper from Christian Health Associates. And, I was going to open the program talking to you about volunteerism. Sue, you've done a great job of squeezing some tidbits of information in among the callers, and they're coming again. So here we go.
Go ahead.
I hope
great.
You guys took a little breath there. Okay. I'd like to welcome Crystal to Hometown Alaska.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal. Happy to have you on the air. Where are you from?
Thanks. I am from Boys and Girls Clubs Alaska. I work in the statewide office here in Anchorage.
Oh, okay. And what do your volunteers do for you?
Boys and Girls Clubs Alaska has several departments in which volunteers play a really large role. We have what we're most known for is our clubhouses. We have 30 across the state. We have an athletics department that offers 4 different sports throughout the year. And then we also have fundraising events periodically throughout the year, both for our organization as a whole, and individual clubs also do their own individual fundraising.
You guys sort of do something really critical, the after school hours and before mom and dad get home from work, right? Isn't that a really critical time for kids?
Correct. That's our clubhouse program, and that is the heart and soul of Boys and Girls Clubs Alaska.
And can people volunteer during that program, or are there other things that they volunteer for, not so much the after-school program?
The majority of our volunteers come to us through our clubhouse programming. We had over 1,500 volunteers
Wow.
All across the state and clubhouses all across the state. And that is what they do. They come to us as volunteers who want to just come in and be in the clubhouse and spend some time with the kids and those after school, those really critical after school hours.
Wow. Anything from our guests here today? I'm sure you're familiar with the Boys and Girls Club. It's a standing in Anchorage. It's very well known.
Well, one of the things that we know is we've been working together on graduating more and more kids is the benefit of positive adults in kids' lives. And the Boys and Girls Club consistently provides positive influence in kids' lives and volunteers that come and hang out with kids and do things with kids continue to add to the fabric of those young children's lives. So we're really grateful for every one of the volunteers you're thanking today.
You know, before the show, we had a little chat, Dave and I, about there's a elementary school, Turning an Elementary, and there's a church next door where we've got an older congregation and an elementary school, and they're swapping. You know, mm-hmm. the older folks from the church are coming over, but the kids are going over and, you know, helping
with the snow shoveling. And the lawn care.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you know, there's so much research that has been done about a caring adult that, you know, comes into a child's life that isn't part of the family unit.
Yeah.
And the value of that.
Somebody besides mom telling
you. Right, exactly. And so being able to have that a volunteer opportunity and be a role model to those youth, it's really, really important. And Boys and Girls Club is one of the premier organizations that allows all of us to enter into those youth's lives. So yeah. Great job, Crystal and Boys and Girls Club all over the state of Alaska.
Great. And Crystal, thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
I'm going to throw out our numbers here for our listeners who might want to call in. I know we went through a whole slew of calls, but we welcome more, and we have some emails that we're also going to get to in a moment. But if you're in Anchorage, the number to call if you'd like to thank your volunteers is 550-8433. Outside of Anchorage, it's 1-888-353-5752. And we can take emails at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And we have a few that we should get to, but we've got another caller, so we're going to go to Christy. Welcome, Christy, to Hometown Alaska.
Hi, thank you for having us.
I see you're from the food bank. Tell us about what volunteers do for you at the food bank.
Volunteers are our lifeblood, really. Everything from taking in food donations, sorting them, putting them on the shelves so our partner agencies can take them out. So, like, for instance, you know, Beans Cafe this morning was in. So they have plenty of access to food that they can take and then go back and make for all of their clients. We have folks in the office who help with data entry. We had elementary school students in this morning bagging up potatoes for the big food distribution right before Christmas. We have folks who do home delivery routes to homebound seniors so that they have food to eat. So, I mean, really, they're our lifeblood.
It's such an essential service. Food is so basic and so much a part of thriving. Yeah. So.
Well, part of the extension of the volunteerism that happens directly with Food Bank is the impact in other ways around the city. So many food pantries around the city benefit from the food bank and the food that they make available to the pantries, and so many of those pantries are in churches around the community,
in other
faith communities, where people come on a regular basis, and more there are families around our city who depend on the food pantries in our city. Mobile food banks at different sites around the city. And all of those sites have volunteers themselves. And so what the food bank does has a rippling effect in all kinds of ways around our community that isn't always obvious. So thanks very much, Christy, for the good work you're doing.
Yes, thanks, Kristen. Thanks to all the many people that really help. Oh, Sue, go ahead, chime in.
Oh, I was just going to say hi to Christy.
Oh,
she does a great job at you know, one of the things that keeps volunteers coming back is when the coordinator or manager is a fun person and, you know, makes it be worthwhile and meaningful.
And appreciates you.
And she's one of the best we have in our community. So hats off to you.
Good job, Chris. Thank you. All right. And I'm going to move to Krista. Hi, Krista. You're on Hometown Alaska.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me.
Where are you from? What's your group?
Well, I'm here in Anchorage, Alaska, and I work for the Alaska Bar Association.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Different kind of volunteering. Tell us about it.
Very different kind of volunteering system. Well, I work with what I think are a lot of the unsung heroes in Alaska, which are lawyers who provide pro bono service to people with civil and criminal needs who otherwise wouldn't have representation.
Right. Very important.
Yeah, very important.
So do you have a lot of people doing that, and do you have a lot of demand for that?
Yes and yes. Alaska's a really generous state, so we have lots of volunteers who routinely volunteer their time for families who may be losing their housing or their public benefits or with family law issues, and we also have a lot of need.
That's
so
great.
We're poised to be in a good position for generous volunteers who will always have a volunteer job.
Go ahead, Dave.
So, Krista, if somebody has a need for an attorney and they can't afford one, do they actually call the Alaska Bar Association?
Well, they can do a couple of things. We have on our website a list of statewide legal service agencies that they can access either electronically or by phone. And then twice a year, we host large-scale community free legal clinics. And our next one is coming up on Martin Luther King Day.
Yay.
We do that every year.
Mm-hmm. January 19th, is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, thank you.
That's right. Oh, hi, Sue.
How are you? You guys know each other.
Sue knows everybody.
Yes, that's true. Sue knows everybody. Yeah. So go ahead, Krista. We cut you off there.
Yeah, so it's okay. So this year we will be in three locations around the state, and we serve people from 12 to 6 out at the Mountain View Community Boys and Girls Club for free legal consultation.
It's kind of a nice partnership between two nonprofits. Well, pro bono work and then a nonprofit. So that's great. So why don't you repeat that time and place again, Krista, for that?
So here in Anchorage, we'll be from 12 to 6 at the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club, where people can come in to get free legal advice around issues for family law, landlord-tenant, public benefits, things like that.
Well, that's great. Really.
It's really great. It's been going on for what now, 3 or 4 years?
No, this is year 6.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we've...
That's great.
I just did calculations, and we've, over time, donated close to $500,000 worth of donated legal services.
Wow. And your website is the Alaska Bar Association. Is that easy way to find it?
Yeah, it's just alaskabar.org.
Okay, alaskabar.org. All right, Krista. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was a different element that was great to hear from. I'm going to say goodbye and welcome Bradley to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
Where are you from? What's your group?
Well, I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm a physician in practice here for about 24 years now, and I am currently the president of Anchorage Project Access. And we are a volunteer organization that provides pro bono medical care to people who have no resources otherwise to pay for their health care. You know, if they don't have insurance and they're not eligible for Medicaid or Medicare, and they're poor, they can come to us. And we have a large network of hundreds of doctors around Anchorage who provide pro bono care for these folks.
That's great. I was, you know, looking volunteering sites up on the web before the show, and I came upon this one, and I thought, wow, how valuable. And I feel like I remember it starting up a couple of years ago. I mean, could you give us just a tiny bit of history and also how people access it if they need it?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Well, actually, the idea started about a dozen years ago, an idea that the municipality floated and a bunch of civic-minded physicians and other people worked on for a long time. And about 9 years ago, with the help of Christian Health Associates, Brian Green, Sarah Mills, and Brenda Moore, and a bunch of local doctors, mainly Kathy Schumacher was the big engine that pushed this, and her husband, Casey Kaltenborn, they managed to launch this nonprofit entity, and we had as our original founders Tom Hunt, Dr. Tom Hunt, who's still practicing with us, Tom Nicewander, who now works for the University of Washington WAMI program in ANHC, and Byron Perkins, one of our founding family practice doctors, John Schwartz, and Barbara Sims all put this thing together and started recruiting physicians to provide the pro bono care, and waves of board members as people termed out and retired. And we have a board of about 18 volunteers.
That's
our
great.
Only paid people are the administrative staff. And we have an office on 42nd Avenue, and people can go to our website, Anchorage Project Access, and see how to get in. The idea is that we take away some of the administrative headache of providing pro bono care by taking in the referrals and vetting them for their financial fitness and so on. And then we have a clinical team that looks at the medical appropriateness of the service being requested. We do this on referrals from other physicians. And then we send out the referrals to the appropriate medical specialist to provide the pro bono care, whether it's a gallbladder surgery or a hysterectomy or a neurological consultation or something
yeah.
like that.
So you're really, you don't do the services there, but you sort of direct people out. But you're also, people need to be referred to you. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We get referrals from all over the place. Any family practice doctor can refer to us. Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center is a major source of referrals. The Providence Family Practice Training Program is a big one.
Wow. Do you have any idea how many patients you see in a year?
Yes. Our peak year, we provided care for approximately 500 and change. Last numbers I checked, we were on course to hit about 400 this year.
Wow.
And over the course of our 8 years, we're way over, we're in the ballpark of 3,000 and something patients that we've helped out.
I imagine that, you know, the high cost of healthcare in Alaska, people that can't afford insurance, this is a real safety net for some people. So, Bradley, thank you so much for calling and telling us about, say the name of your organization one more time.
Anchorage Project Access.
Okay, Anchorage Project Access. And we've got a lot of blinking lights, so we got to move on and welcome some other folks.
Thank you for taking a call, and thank you for doing what you're doing today.
Thanks so much, Bradley. I'd like to welcome Danny to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Well, where are you from, and what do volunteers do for you?
I am Danny Maldonado, and I'm the volunteer coordinator for the Salvation Army Alaska. And, you know, the Salvation Army is an international Christian organization that provides basic human needs services to those in need. We have programs in Alaska that provide shelter for the homeless, for families. We have food pantries feeding seniors, providing adult day services, after school care, summer camp for children, rehabilitation centers, distribution of coats for school, and distribution of toys during Christmas time. And we serve 16 communities in Alaska.
You must have an army of volunteers.
Well, we have, and that's why we're so successful, is because of our army, behind our army.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but yes, I would like to thank all of our volunteers because we're successful because of them, because we couldn't provide services.
That's great, Danny. Go ahead, Sue, jump in.
Hi, Danny. Oh. Sue, I just wanted to... I was at a meeting this morning, and I understand that there's needs for volunteers for Tuesday, December 16th for GIFT. Is that true?
Yes. If you are in the Anchorage area, we have a distribution of toys and food, and where we team up with Food Bank of Alaska and Lutheran Social Services and Toys for Tots. We want you to come out to the Sullivan Arena December 16th. From between 11 and 9 o'clock, you can pick a shift online at volunteer.usawest.org. And that's just one of the things that we do. And in Fairbanks, you know, that they do distributions of toys for families who are in need. We have a variety of volunteers throughout the year. You know, we have our weekly volunteers who help stock the food pantries and help with after school programs. You know, we have our monthly volunteers who do special events and provide financial classes to adults who are getting back on their feet. And we have our one-time volunteers, you know, throughout the year who, you know, do help out, you know, at Hugs and Coats for Kids or Gift or who bell ring.
There's a slot for anybody and everybody, and it could be a long-term commitment or it could be an afternoon commitment, and and you've got a spot for them. So, Danny, thank you so much for calling in. I think we think of you being there, and we really never get the report card back about how much service that you, your groups and your volunteers do. So thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much, and I want to thank the volunteers. You guys are amazing.
You are amazing. That's right. Okay, so thanks, Danny, and we're going to go to Ginger at the Alaska Botanical Garden, another source of volunteers. Hi, Ginger.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
What do your volunteers do?
Oh, well, the Alaska Botanical Garden would like to wholeheartedly thank our growing group of volunteers, which enable the garden to accomplish its mission of education, preservation, research, recreation. Our volunteers are gardeners who help us plant and maintain our gardens, keeping the landscape beautiful for everybody to come enjoy and learn about appropriate plants for their gardens or just to enjoy nature.
Especially in our short summers.
Yeah, exactly.
They work like fiends.
They do, and they're numerous, and they come back again and again, and most of our volunteers are weekly, some are even daily. We have incredible plant enthusiast volunteers that lead free tours through the garden every day of the summer season. So if anybody out there wants to come learn about our local plants and garden plants, come out in the summer.
That's great.
And we'd like to thank our numerous community volunteers that assist in harvesting our bountiful kitchen garden, which we then in turn donate to Beans Cafe, the soup kitchen, and the food bank.
Fabulous. Fabulous partnership. That's great.
Yes. And the community really appreciates it, and we're so happy to be able to share it with everyone. We also want to thank all the countless volunteer teachers and staff that help us educate Anchorage's children through our Schools in the Garden and Garden in the Schools program.
That's great.
And, oh, yeah, fun. The kids get to watch plants grow all year. This is an all-year educational opportunity for children, and it gets them to learn where their food comes from and hopefully brings them into the garden to see what more there is to the botanical world.
Well, that's great. I love going to the botanical garden, wandering around, and it's an amenity that enriches our community, and it probably wouldn't be here if it weren't so many volunteers, right?
Exactly. If it weren't for so many volunteers, there are gardeners that maintain specific gardens that we cannot get to, that a complete group will take care of. So we're really appreciative of all of them. A lot of them are master gardeners, herb study groupers, researchers, kids that are in the college, conducting projects. We're so thankful to have them because we really have a limited staff. And
well,
that staff is in, the volunteers have enabled us to keep growing for over 20 years.
Well, that's great, Ginger. We're going to have to move on to some other callers. So thank you so much for calling in. It's really fun to hear from all these different groups in the community that are actually making volunteer opportunities for all of us to engage in interests or in need. So thanks so much. We actually need to take a little break here. We got to stretch up, stand up, stretch up. So if you've been joining us or just joined us, it's Sue Brogan in the studio with me and Dave Kuiper. We've been welcoming an onslaught of people that want to thank their volunteers. We still have some emails that we haven't gotten to. We've got some calls holding, but we're going to take a little break right now. And this is Hometown Alaska. I'm Kathleen McCoy.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media. The program repeats tonight at 9 p.m. on KSKA Anchorage and will not be taking phone calls. You can find Hometown Alaska on iTunes or listen at alaskapublic.org.
Welcome back to Hometown Alaska. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy, and I imagine you've been listening because we've had so many callers, and we're so appreciative. People want to say thank you, use our microphone to say thank you to the volunteers, and I've been joined by wonderful volunteers here in the studio, Sue Brogan and Dave Kuiper. And Dave, we had a little tiny second chat in that 1 minute, and we want to come back and say something about a Thanksgiving volunteer opportunity that happened.
Well, thanks. The conversation around the upcoming gift reminded me that it was just on the Monday before Thanksgiving that all across the city there was Thanksgiving Blessing, which is a partnership of faith communities all across the city with the food bank to provide the food for a Thanksgiving meal to any family that showed up at one of 7 sites in Anchorage, and then there were sites in the valley as well. But just the Anchorage stats alone, there were over almost 8,000 families that received food for a Thanksgiving meal. I know at the Crosspoint site alone, we had some 450 volunteers that were engaged in pulling that off. And so if you multiply that times 7, I suspect that there were 3,000 to 4,000 volunteers involved in that one-day event to ensure that every family that wanted food for Thanksgiving could receive it. So
thank you.
Big shout-out, thank you to all the volunteers from Thanksgiving Blessing.
You know, I'm getting goosebumps about hearing about all these people that do so much in this town. It's amazing. It's a unique opportunity. It's very rich. I mean, it's coming in very fast, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to welcome one more caller. Dave, you're calling in from Anchorage. What's your group that you want to thank volunteers for?
Hi, actually, I just wanted to get the word out about a website that is just being rolled out here in Anchorage and really across the whole country and eventually probably across the entire world called justserve.org.
Okay.
And justserve.org, the objective is to match community needs, whatever organization there is out there in the community that needs volunteers, with people in the community that might want to volunteer but maybe just don't know where to go or who to talk to. So if you will, it's kind of like Match.com, but for volunteerism.
Okay. Well, that's great. And if people are listening today, I know Sue's been giving some tips on how to get started. You can start with one of these organizations that you're hearing about today, or if you really don't know where to begin, I guess you could go to Be the Change 907, or which lists a lot of local groups, or you could go to the organization that Dave is talking about. So
exactly. I think that's technology has pushed us to look many different ways, different places for volunteer opportunities, whether it's Facebook, your website, you know, this website, that website,
right.
Word of mouth, in the newspaper. The Dispatch still is a partner with the community and listing volunteer opportunities. That's been going on for many years.
Decades, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it takes everyone, and, you know, the opportunities are everywhere. So
yeah, so,
thanks,
so
Dave,
thank you so much for calling in, and say the name of your website one more time.
Yeah, it's called justserve.org, and really what the objective is right now up front is, because it's new, what we're trying to do is get those organizations, you know, the Salvation Army, when I was listening in on Danny talking there, we're trying to get the organizations to go into the website and set their projects up. It can be a recurring thing that has to happen every week or every month, or it can be a one-time thing. It doesn't really matter. But what the website will do is you go in there and you submit your project that you want volunteers for. It'll go through an approval process just to make sure that it's not for fundraising or something like that. There's like 4 rules. It's not cumbersome. And then it'll appear on the website. And then every time someone goes on if you need 20 and somebody goes on there and volunteers, it automatically updates to say you only need 19. It sends you an email saying you got a volunteer and their information. And it sends the person that volunteered a reminder that they've volunteered to go do this and give them all of the information that they need. It's very automated. It's very user-friendly. And it's just an excellent way everybody's kind of probably paying some money to set up their own little website to gather their volunteers. And this one is free. There's no expectation. There's no money changing hands anywhere. And it's just a really great site.
Well, thanks, Dave. Thanks for letting us know about that. We've got other callers we want to move to. So I'm going to say thank you for calling in and letting us know about that. And I'd like to move to Alex with Red Cross. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. I can imagine that the Red Cross uses a few volunteers.
Yes, we would love to give all the staff, we would love to give a shout out to the 500-plus volunteers we have across the state who volunteer their days and nights to responding to disasters, such as house fires, winter storms, flooding, all that stuff, giving emotional support and helping folks recover from their disasters.
Yeah, we've learned to rely on the Red Cross for a lot of things. Anything from Sue or Dave on that?
Just that you guys, I think everybody expects you to be there, and, mm-hmm. and you don't get enough applause for when you really are there, and the volunteers that help out with Red Cross, honestly, are really behind the scenes. Nobody really knows about them. They think an organization swoops in and handles things, but it's really the volunteers that make it happen. So thanks for calling in to thank your folks.
Thanks. Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Alex. And we're going to go to Kevin calling in from Girdwood. Hi, Kevin. I think you've been holding there a while, Kevin. Thank you.
I have, Kathleen. Hopefully you can hear. My name is Kevin Desmond. I'm on the board of directors with Challenge Alaska. That's challengealaska.org. And we have sports and recreation programs for folks with disabilities. And so much of what I do is involved in Girdwood, which is teaching skiing and snowboarding to folks with disabilities. And we've got kids from Anchorage, the Matsu, Kenai Peninsula, and out in the bush who come in, as well as Wounded Waters. And we're always looking for more volunteers, and we just love all the volunteers who come in. It's like so many other organizations.
Say, Kevin, we are losing you, but I want to give your website. It looks like you're looking for volunteers, and you also are thanking volunteers. It's challengealaska.org. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Kathleen.
Okay, we're kind of losing you. You're very gravelly, and it's hard to hear you, but we named your site again. So I'm going to say thank you. Thank you to your volunteers and let people know that you're looking for more volunteers. So thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. Take care.
Oh, my gosh. you know, I wanted... The phones are quiet for a moment. I'm afraid to give the number out again. But I wanted to reflect just a tiny bit, and then we'll do a few emails. When I said I have, you know, chills, I mean, it's real. It's amazing how much work gets done by volunteers and how much compassion you hear in people's voices. So you guys do this kind of for a living, you and Dave, but I don't know. Is it like this all the time for you? Is it always this enriched? Or there, I mean, Sue, you mentioned, you know, the holidays are a time when people really think about it, but mm-hmm. then there's other times mm-hmm. when people don't think about it. Maybe that's something we can share with this audience a little bit.
Well, I think, you know, I think about the ages and stages that we go through, and different ages, you're looking for different things. If you're an emerging leader, like we have our emerging leaders group at United Way, they go out as group and do different volunteer opportunities, but they're also interested in leadership development opportunities. So, you know, they are anxious to hear from other leaders in the community about ways that they might hone their skills. Then on, you know, perhaps on the other end of the spectrum, there are studies and research that have shown that for senior citizens, the volunteering is actually a health benefit. Mm-hmm. It can actually improve your health to stay connected so you don't become isolated. You can share your skills, whether you're in a school and I know there's volunteer opportunities in schools, or whether you're in your church or you know where you worship and you volunteer in that way. So there's something along almost the entire spectrum for people to do.
Yeah.
And the pro bono example certainly was a strong example of what's called skills-based. If you have a skill that you would like to share with, you know, people, that's another, you know, opportunity. And then, you know, certainly important to nonprofits are our boards of directors.
Right.
Our most senior leadership, volunteer leadership, and many organizations are always looking for, you know, great board members. So if you're at that point in your life and you would have time to give, you know, find a nonprofit and find out if they're looking for leadership. Because, you know, again, I think, you know, I've been involved with volunteer management since 1980. So, and I, like you, am inspired and get chills and am always amazed at the number of people doing the number of things that they're doing.
Right.
All in the name of volunteering, giving their time and giving their talents.
Yeah. And I mean, I like the example Dave gave of his daughter at the Alaska Center for the Environment. For young people, actually, it's a skill developer. You don't even think about that. You just think, this is something I believe in. I want to put my sweat equity here and help this group. But actually, young people really get an amazing benefit out of it, too. And I watched that with my own daughter, and I saw that, too. So
I think what's really gratifying for those of us who have been serving, maybe volunteering in a number of ways in the community over the years is how other people are coming along and coming with new ideas and showing us new ways of actually being more effective in the kinds of things that we
That's
do.
That's great. Actually,
together.
Yes. It's the blend of the experience and then the new ideas really makes
new
it powerful.
Ways to use technology, new ways to communicate, new ways to change our programs so they're more relevant.
Yes,
so
yes.
And I think at the core of all of this, though, is the relational aspect of it. Kathleen, you and I were talking about the idea of inviting someone to come along and do this with me and that sort of thing. Relationships trump everything, I think, in volunteer business. If you care about something and you share your passion about it with someone else, they're going to catch that. They're going to catch it. They're going to hear it. They're going to see it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something tangible and visceral that they're going to experience in their relationship with you. And then they're going to want to go along with you and find out what's so important about this organization, this thing that you do. And then they'll have the opportunity to catch it as well. So I think part of it's the storytelling that we get to do about the things that we engage in, and then the invitation that we extend to someone to come along with us and join us.
It's a little infectious. I want to do a few thank yous off the phone, off the email, if we get a chance. The Nature Conservancy called over the past year. They specifically want to thank Ellen Parch. Ellen has organized, streamlined, documented, researched, and identified, boy, that's a lot of verbs there, hauled away, put away, thrown away, and sailed away. She's speedy, tidy, strong, and funny. Well, that's a great one. Let me think. We've also got, I'm proud to work with a network of young professionals in Anchorage, committed to building and bettering the community they want to stay in. Thank you, United Way of Anchorage Emerging Leaders, for your hard work in our town. So that comes from Amy Chaveau. That's great. Like we were talking about, ages and stages, and that's one for big people starting out. Sue, do you want to jump in? Or you look like you have something on your mind. No?
She wants to make sure that I get to jump in.
Okay, you go ahead and jump in, because
I was just volunteered,
You're volunteering Dave.
Yes, I am. Okay.
She's volunteering me, because there is a specific group of people that I really emotionally do get wrapped up with. And that's a group of volunteers that have come together, members of different churches around the city that have committed at least one night a week to ensure that no family sleeps in an unsafe place during the winter here in Anchorage, Alaska. There are about 1,500 families a year that experience homelessness in Anchorage. And during the winter, it can become a real problem and a real safety issue for these families. Our family shelters are doing a great job, and they have limited capacity. And so each night of every week, there is one church that is volunteered up to provide emergency cold weather shelter for families. And so far, we have provided 103 shelter bed nights this winter season.
This winter season?
This winter season already.
Wow.
And last winter, it was nearly 900. 80 families received emergency cold weather shelter in churches last winter. So to all those volunteers, I want to give a big shout out. Thank you so very much to the churches that are participating in emergency cold weather shelter.
Yeah. I think the three of us give a heartfelt thank you to the volunteers in Anchorage. They've really made a difference, and we had a tsunami wave of them today. So it's just been a terrific hour. I want to thank my guests, Sue Brogan with United Way, Dave Kuiper with Christian Health Associates, and all of those many groups who took the time to call in, use our mics, and say thank you to community volunteers. Next week on Hometown Alaska, Charles Wolforth will be your host, featuring Parlor in the Round, a new way to experience local music and local artists, with guests Nellie Clay, Michael Howard, and Kevin Worrell. Hometown Alaska is on the web at alaskapublic.org. Pat Yak is the Chief Content Officer for Alaska Public Media. Monica Gokey is our web editor and audio engineer. Thanks so much for joining us today on Hometown Alaska. I'm Kathleen McCoy.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.